Before he came to China, Volker Helfried Wittmann was a professor specializing in building materials at the Technical University of Munich in Germany. He also taught at the Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands and the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. In 1991, he became a foreign academic at the Russian National Academy of Engineering. In 2002, this world-famous expert on concrete began teaching in Qingdao. 1 year after he gave a lecture in Beijing, the German professor recalls.
And so after my lecture, he liked my lecture quite obviously. He came and asked me if I would not join the group here to give a few lectures. I did this.
After several lectures, Wittmann developed a strong interest in both the university and the city. He was officially hired by Qingdao University of Technology in 2002. He is a renowned expert in the field of building materials, but he still remains humble, an attribute that impresses his students. Wu Reixue is one of his students.
He has been my teacher since 2011. Each time we meet, he will politely invite me to enter the room first.
During his 11 years of teaching life in Qingdao, Wittmann has taught a total of 49 doctorate students and other postgraduates. His time there has earned him an unusual nickname, as Bi Zhenghua explains.
We nicknamed him Ultraman, a man endowed with superpowers.
In his spare time, he likes to play piano in front of his students.
Play you only the beginning, because it's a very long story.
In this German professor's eyes, music has no borders and can help improve affection and respect between student and teacher.
I was a student myself. I had a professor who also played the piano. At that time, I played the flute, together with a group of 5 or 6 students.
Entering this German professor's office at the Qingdao University of Technology, your attention is immediately drawn to the Chinese painting and calligraphy on the wall.
Who did his master's thesis under my guidance, yeah. And when he was finished, he showed that he is grateful and gave me this present.
When he first arrived in Shanghai in 1985, Wittmann spent 3,000 yuan on a Chinese ink painting. Decades have passed, yet his love for traditional Chinese culture has never gone away. Meanwhile, he is also particularly fond of the city environment of Qingdao and the local cuisine. The buildings in the city are reminiscent of European architecture, and it helps him feel more at home. While lecturing in Qingdao, Wittmann also participated in researching the concrete used in the construction of the Jiaozhou Bay Tunnel and Qingdao subway systems. Local scientific experts worry that the environment where the submarine tunnel is built will deteriorate. This will be especially worrying if the salt in the seawater erodes the concrete that covers the outside of the tunnel. Vehicle exhaust that containing carbon dioxide could also carbonize the interior of the tunnel. These are the factors that could likely impact the tunnel's service life. Professor Wittmann led a team of experts in monitoring the tunnel's concrete durability and evaluating its level of safety. The professor and his team have been nicknamed the health guards of the Jiaozhou Bay submarine tunnel. Wittmann enjoys international fame for his work on maintaining and protecting ancient architecture. In October 2013, the museum of the former German governor's house in Qingdao closed for maintenance. The German professor is one of the consultants involved in the project. He offers opinions on the maintenance work and contacted German tile manufacturers for supply of building materials for the museum.
The historical style tiles, and they have specially been prepared for this building. You can go to one of these factories. They analyze the old tile. You send them a number of tiles. They analyze the old tiles.
As a consultant, Wittmann offered valuable advice about the renovation of the museum. Wang Jianmei is the curator of the museum of the former German governor's house in Qingdao.
I always felt touched by his efforts. Those days were very chilly. Taking off his overcoat, he stayed with us for a discussion on the top floor for 2.5 hours.
His endeavors have won Whitman a lot of honors. In 2009, Whitman won the National Friendship Award, which is the highest award that the Chinese government has granted to an international expert. In 2010, he won the International Scientific and Technological Cooperation Award of China. From Whitman's perspective, the renovation should give these buildings a new lease on life. The professor is quite happy to find that his efforts have paid off, adding that he doesn't mind coming to China over and over again if it helps contribute to the cultural exchanges between China and the Western societies. For CRI, I'm Xu Fei.